Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This week in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be learning the last part of Hilchos Tzitzis, and a lot of the very important questions are left for the very end. So we shall be, I hope, to complete Hilchos Tzitzis this week, Be'ez Hashem, Bli Neida. And you see that Simon Chofet already at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. So my aim is to get there to this week. Maybe won't. I really hope that we'll be able to do it. Some of the very important halachas I covered this week, such as the halachas, what we're going to be covering tonight, the Bezman Tzitzis, about Ksus Yom, Ksus Laila, which is one of the very important topics. That's Simon Yud Ches. We've got Simon Chav Aleph, which is also really important, which probably is going to be around Tuesday or so, is the halachas, what happens if you've got a torn string of tzitzis. What should you do with a bit of tzitzis which is torn off? What are you meant to do with it? We're going to be learning also about Loeg L'Rosh this week, about going to Beis HaKvoros or to Levaya with tzitzis. That's also, and then finally, the Simon Chof Dalet, which is about the general concept of when actually a person needs to wear tzitzis, when he's actually not obligated to wear. Is it a real obligation to put on tzitzis, or maybe sometimes you don't really have to? So that's, we're going to be learning this week, Mitzvah, and then hopefully next week we'll be starting with Tefillin, which is an important topic on its own. So, but really a lot of very important questions are part of this week's limud. Mezer Hashem. So let us start with Simon Yud Ches. Simon Yud Ches is Zman Tzitzis, the time of Tzitzis, and we'll be addressing, amongst other shailas, what happens if somebody has got a type of garment which he only wears by night, but he wears it during day hours as well. You know, a more comfortable type of, and it's got four corners. Some sort of pyjama or something. Think about the actual case yourself. And he wears it by day occasionally. Occasionally wears it by day as well. Does he need to put on tzitzis? Or maybe not? That's one question we'll be addressing, Mitzvah Hashem. Also about what happens if a person puts on tzitzis after Shkias HaChama. The whole day he was traveling, didn't have a chance to put on a talus, didn't have a chance to put on tzitzis. You know, puts it on after Shkias HaChama, does he or does he not make a bracha? We'll also be addressing a very important shaila about, have you ever thought about our covers? The covers when you sleep by night, how many corners do they normally have? Most of them that I know have got four. And are you not, you normally are covered with, it covers you. You're not wearing it. It's not a baguette. Does it need to be a baguette? Sometimes you wrap in the cold winter, sometimes you wrap yourself up. Is that a problem? Is that called wearing? Is it not called wearing? And why is there an exemption? Is there an exemption? Or maybe some gedolim are being quoted of actually putting on tzitzis on the covers. Let us see if this is a chumra or this is actually me'ekar din. We'll be investigating that short. Yes, similar indeed. Do you need to put on tzitzis for that? And then we'll be talking about the exact timing of putting on the earliest time if you're traveling and going in a plane, and the earliest time you can put on talus. We'll be addressing that as well in Mitzvah Hashem. And an interesting question, which is not mentioned in Mishneh Berurah, but we should be addressing it tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Can you make tzitzis by night or not? Is there any problem of making tzitzis by night? That these, amongst other shailas, will be discussed tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Semen Yudches Zman Tzitzis. Laila, night, lav Zman Tzitzis Hu. Night is not the time of tzitzis. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis by night. Laila lav Zman Tzitzis Hu. Why is that? The imit mereisem oisoi. The pasuk excludes it, because the pasuk says reisem oisoi, and you should see it. So it excludes reisem oisoi. Normally, by night, it's dark, and reisem oisoi, it excludes, since you have to be able to see, it excludes the fulfillment of mitzvah tzitzis by night. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machloikas rishonim, which is really important. And he says the following, La Rambam, according to the Rambam, the meaning of this is as follows, kol ma shaloivish balaylo, everything that is worn by night, potur, he is exempt. So if you wear anything that you wear by night, you're exempt from putting on tzitzis. You're exempt from the mitzvah tzitzis by night. Kol ma shaloivish balaylo, potur afilu miyuchel leyoim. Uma shelovish beyoim chayev afilum yuchad lelaila. And whatever you may be wearing by day, you're obligated to put on tzitzis, even if it's a night type of garment. If you're wearing it by day, you have to put on tzitzis. So in other words, just to rephrase this, according to the Rambam, it's all about when you're wearing it. Nothing to what you're wearing, it's good when you're wearing it. So if you're wearing something that's got four corners by day, you're going to have to put on tzitzis to it. If you're going to wear something with four corners by night, whatever it may be, you're exempt from putting it. It's all about when and not what. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Chof Aleph addressed an interesting question. He says the following: La Rambam, Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Mutar Lotzitz L'Rishus Rabim. You are allowed to put on in the public domain, a real public domain, Beleil Shabbos, on the night of Shabbos, Friday night, the night of Shabbos, you are allowed to walk in the public domain, betales, with a talis in matzitzis, v'loy have masui, shem noy habegit v'tachshiteo. The Mishneh Berurah goes so far, and he really asks a question of his, answering a question indirectly. He says, well, if that's the case, that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah at all, there's no obligation, and consequently, no mitzvah of putting on tzitzis by night, according to Rambam. The question is surely a good question: how can you put on a tzitzis by night on Shabbos, on Friday night, on Shabbos night? Surely you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, so why is that not called carrying? Why is that called carrying? So Mishneh Berurah answers, because after we've spoken about that in the past, that's still considered a noy. It's still considered a beautiful garment. It's still a noy, a tachshit. Although you are taken on fulfilling a mitzvah, but it's still a chevtzel of a mitzvah. Therefore, there's a noy to it. It's a tachshit, and therefore, you are allowed to wear it in Rishus Rabbim. Continues the Shulchan Aruch with the second opinion of the Rosh. Yeah. Because there's no shiloh of masui, it wouldn't be considered carrying. There's no shiloh involved with carrying anything on Sunday or Wednesday. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch of it, the Mishneh Berurah, is really saying that if you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, then why is it not considered carrying on Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch continues, Vela Rosh. Hakonet Rosh is a slightly different understanding. Not slight, it's a very different understanding in this. He says, nothing to do with when you're wearing it. It's a different understanding altogether. Vela Rosh, Hakonet Rosh. Ksus HaMiyuchad Lelailo, Potu Afidu Loiv Shabiyoim. Ksus, a garment, HaMiyuchad, which is designated Lelailo for the night, Potur is exempt, afilu even loiv shebayoyim, even if wearing it by night. Oksos, and a garment, hamiyuchad leyoyim, which is specifically designated leyoyim for the day, oy, or leyoyim velelailo, or it's a garment which is designated for day and night, chayiv is obligated, afilu even loiv shebalailo, even if you're wearing it by night. So the Rosh has got a different understanding of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam learned that it's all about when you're wearing it. It doesn't make a difference what you're wearing. If it's the day, you have to put on tzitzis to it. If it's the night, you're not going to put on tzitzis to it. The Rosh has got different understanding. It's not quite like that. It's got to do with what garment it is. Not when, but what. If it's a garment which is specifically a day type of garment, it's got four corners, you're going to have to put tzitzis on it, even if it's by night. And vice versa. According to the Rosh, if you've got a garment which is a specifically a night type of garment, which is got four corners, so even if you're wearing it by day, you're exempt. That's exactly where the Rosh is coming from. The Rosh Tashen to Re'isem Oysoi, it's not excluding a time, it's excluding a type of garment. Is it a Re'isem Oysoi type of garment, or is it a Re'isem Oysoi not type of garment? Does that make sense? It's a type of garment. Yes, yeah.
So I don't understand, according to the Rosh, which isn't your standard type of mitzvah asheshes among grammar, why would women be exempt? Since it's not really...
That's a beautiful question. That is a really interesting question. Can I repeat the question? We learned that tzitzis is a time-bound mitzvah, and that's why women are exempt. So we can understand, according to the Rambam's opinion, that night, straightforward, night is exempt, day is... So day is obligated. So that's a very traditional type of, conventional type of time-bound mitzvah. However, according to the Rosh, it's not quite as, because it's nothing really got to do with the time. It's about the type of garment. Why is that called a time-bound mitzvah? Rabbi, what do you think about this question? Yeah, well, the Ramah does say, he does say mitzvah is my garment. It's true what you're saying, because second stage, the second level, because of that brought about that it's actually yehud for them to wear it. You're quite right. But the starting point was that it's time bound. Yeah. So therefore, you're saying you're answering the question. Yeah, I think that this is the answer. Going into that, the nusach maybe a slightly different nusach, but the idea is that it is Re'isim also is telling me a type of garment which is the type of garment is defined by its time. So therefore, it is still a time bound. It's slightly different style and should be explored. But yeah, that's the kivon. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. What would you say? Yeah, you're saying that if it's at night, yeah.
Could well say it's also noi, even if it doesn't.
Yeah. Interesting point as well. Interesting point as well. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. Yeah, the Mishnah, the Rama does say, v'haga, sofik brachas lehokel, whenever you're in doubt, you don't make a bracha. Okay, therefore, you only make a bracha if something is, you're wearing it by day, and it's a specific garment that you only wear by day. Right, so you only make a bracha if both opinions are fulfilled. So if you've got, can you think of some sort of pajama or something, some sort of a garment that is worn by night, a ksus laila, which occasionally you wear by day, you'd put on by day. Yeah, maybe a dressing gown, that's right, maybe a type of dressing gown that has four corners. Yeah, just four corners and would really, four corners, two in the front, two in the back. Can you think of some sort? Right, and it's a ksus laila. Would you make a bracha on that, yes or no? Would you make a bracha on it? It's tzitzis. Would you have to put on tzitzis on it? Would you have to make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you don't make a bracha unless both conditions are fulfilled. It's a ksus yoim, and you're wearing it by day. The Rosh and the Rambam's opinion have to be fulfilled, otherwise you don't make a bracha. That's what the Rambam paskins.
How does a ksus laila help you in a country like this where it's day for many, many hours?
That's a very good question as well. Nowadays where it's only getting dark deep in after 10:30. Right. Okay, but you're not going to... So can you give me an example of your question? What is exactly your question?
Well, if you're going to say that a ksus laila is possible because you don't wear it during the day, so the whole issue of people sitters wouldn't apply to it.
Right.
Then it doesn't really work in a country like this in the summer when half of the night is the day.
Yeah, no, but you're still going to wear normally the same type.
You can't be such a thing.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Yes, I can't understand why there's such a thing.
Right. You can't understand why?
Well, there's such a thing, how he could be miyuchad for Lila when actually in this country...
You've seen that for half...
In every country, really. Well, no, I mean, it's not quite extreme when you're in sort of close to the equator.
In Johannesburg, he's never got later than 7. Although he's never got
winter. Winter it works, yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It changed from winter to summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the person can talk about
it's an interesting question.
The person can talk about
ksus laila
and they say that.
No, they don't. No. I didn't see anything about ksus laila with regards to that's the dishachidish. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It reminds me a little bit of my brother. My brother went for a convention a few months ago. He went to Reykjavik in Iceland. Is that the most northern? Is that north? And he went there for one. Yes, in Iceland. Yeah. Am I getting my geography right?
It's called Southport.
He was there for some sort of convention. He's a dentist, and it was in the summer, and it's very, very up north. There was no night there. There was literally no night. There was only a couple of minutes when it went a little bit dark. There was a shaila as to whether he didn't know what to do about Shema Shel Arvis. That actually has to do with Sadinim and the Beged Shel Mace. You know what? You're right. Let's leave this out for a minute. You're right. Yeah, it's a good point. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah continues and says the following. Yeah.
In the same way, we're stopping working the hokel, but to actually put the tzitzis on.
Correct. You need to have both. Yes.
Either.
Yeah. If you want to make a bracha, you need both conditions fulfilled. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, continues the Ramah. V'achat tfilas arvis. That's an interesting one. I wonder what you think about this. After tfilas arvis, afal pish adayin yoim, although it's still, if you're davening ma'ariv, like today, davening mencha ma'ariv, and it's still day after ma'ariv, afal pish adayin yoim, it's still day, ein levoi cholav, you won't make a bracha. So after davening ma'ariv, if you were to put on a talis, after davening ma'ariv, you're not going to put on talis with a bracha. And on the night of Yom Kippur, is atef be'od yom. You need to put the talis on early, before Kol Nidrei, and you can still make a bracha, because it's because you have to make sure that it's before, that it's still early in the afternoon, as it were, long before Shkia, long before night, so that you can still make a bracha on it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says over here, let us see a couple of Mishnah Berurahs over here. Sifkot and Gimel says Gam Ken Leoyim Perish Gam Leoyim Afilu Gam Yuchad Lelaylo VeKolchkin Leoyim Levad. Mishnah Berurah points out if something is designated both for day and for night, according to the Rosh, you'll still Gam Ken Leoyim Perish Gam Leoyim Afilu Gam Yuchad Lelaylo. If it's also Yuchad Lelaylo VeKolchkin Leoyim Levad. So both as well. Sifkot and Dalat with Tfilas Arvis. That's the one I want to discuss. Over Tainis Tzibah, when there's a fasting, Shaloshin Talas B'Mincha, when we wear Talasim B'Mincha, those who do Talas B'Mincha, Yosir is a Talas, you remove the Talas, Kshayagia LeBochu, when you reach Bochu, you take off the Talas before Ma'ariv. Me'acha, since the Achshav Ein Loivshin HaTalas, since now is not the time anymore to wear Talas, Elo LeMitzvah Tzitzis, you're only going to wear it purely for the sake of the Mitzvah Tzitzis, Im Yolov, if he still wears the Talas, Yiroi will look, Kilu Soiva, as if it would look, as it would appear, as if he holds the Lailas Man Tzitzisu, the time of Tzitzis still is there, which is not true. Mikol Mokim Nevelas, Hashatz, the Shliach Tzibu, Lifnei Omud, who is davening before the Omud, Im Heilo Eilich B'Malbish Elyon, if he doesn't wear an additional suit on top, Shein Kved HaTzibu Bekach, he would be lacking in Kved HaTzibu, Pshite Lo Yossi HaTalis Malov, he should keep the Talis on. So the Mishnah Berurah says the following, that by a Tainis Tzibu, he says two things. He says, let's start with the second part, which is the Shliach Tzibu. The Shliach Tzibu should keep the Talis on, he says. Shliach Tzibu can't keep because otherwise it's not Kved HaTzibu. So that's with regards to the Shliach Tzibu. He may keep the talis on even during Ma'ariv. However, with regards to the rest of the people, think of a tainus that everybody's wearing the talis by Mincha, they should, before Ma'ariv, before Bochu, they should remove the talisim, because if you would keep the talis by Ma'ariv, it would appear as if there's still a mitzvah, which is not true. Now, this triggers to me some thought, because there's one day a year that we still, not the Shliach Tzibu, all of us wear talisim after Bochu. When is that? Yom Kippur. Now, the night of Yom Kippur is not a question. But Motzi Yom Kippur, I don't know about this Mishnah Berurah. I haven't got an answer. Because surely, there, that's mamash what Mishnah Berurah is referring to. Mishnah Berurah again says, that Pai Tainis Tzibu, he's talking about Tainis Tzibu. But surely, I don't see what the difference should be. Pai Tainis Tzibu, by Bochu, whenever he reaches Bochu, says the Mishnah Berurah, we should remove the tzitzis, because otherwise it would appear as if there is still a chiyuv of tzitzis on us, and therefore before Bochu, but you should remove the tzitzis. So
we're in a place where there's a minhag for the Shliach Tzibu to daven Ma'ariv in the Samatan. We don't have that question.
I'm not talking about the Shliach Tzibu. The Shliach Tzibu, you're right, you should keep on the talis, that's fine, because of Kavod HaTzibu. But I'm talking about the rest. You keep the talis on by Bochu on Yom Kippur. According to Mishnah Berurah, it would appear that the words again of the Mishnah Berurah betaynes sivkot and dalu betaynes sibuk shaloyvshin talis b'mincha, when you wear talis by mincha, yosir is a talis, you should remove the talis kshayagia lebochu, when you reach bochu, you should remove the talis me'achas, since the achshav ein loyvshin talis ala mitzvah tzitzis. Now you're only wearing for the mitzvah tzitzis. Im yo'olov, if he keeps it on, yiroi will appear kidu sovet talis on tzitzis, it appears if it's man tzitzis. Yeah. So therefore,
everyone's exhausted.
Therefore,
you're not going to be tricked.
Everyone
has it with their talis away.
Number one.
It's a tikkun of the sibur. Yeah, and people want to daven and go home and eat something. Number one. Number two, everyone's still in the summer, you know, in the kind of like the start to the whole of the rest of the Yom Kippur, so people still considered like Menachem, and so they still have a Minhag. I mean, there's always been a Minhag.
Okay. Two answers, Abay Sai. One answer, Tichel Tzibura, and a second answer, we're still doing it to Melochim. Very good question. Very good question. Reb Shlomo Zalman's vote. Yeah, Reb Shlomo Zalman used to say, why do we say Slachlonu? Why do we say Slachlonu? What's Yom Kippur? Reb Shlomo Zalman said, it's one of the votes that he said, in the name of his father, Reb Chaim Yudeleib Oybach. He said, it's all good to do. He said, the name of the Heilige Baal Shem. He said that it all depends where a person's mind is. The whole Yom Kippur, our mind is about tshuva, is about, in our minds, our thought process completely, we think about the kivah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we try to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, we'd say, Baruch Hashem, we say loud, and we're doing it to Melochim. As soon as we say Baruch Hu, Tkiyah Shev, we hear Baruch Hu, what do we think about? We're all already with our heads, I'm quoting Shlom Zalman, our heads are already in the soups. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Our heads are in the soups. And therefore, he says, it's because our mind's there, so therefore we can say with Yislachronu. That's what he said. Yeah.
My question is, there's no issue wearing tzitzis after that. It's like if you've got...
Yeah, no, here there is. Ki yiroe, it will appear as if you hold, tonight, now is his man tzitzis, which is not true.
Are you really going to think that? Because I'm
saying... Why would
in
you...
In general, no one... It's not the same as sitting in the sukkah on the ninth day. This is just... You're already wearing something, and now you're actually...
Because you're carrying on wearing it. You're continuing to wear it.
It seems
that's quite a strong statement to give on to... Well, based on any other answers to... Any other answer? Yeah, what do you want to say? So therefore, you put on the jacket. Yeah, I suppose there is that general meaning of wearing a kittel always with a talis and not to wear a kittel without the talis, which is true. That's something which you didn't generally have makpid on. So therefore, put on a jacket. I suppose if there's such an issa of, as Mishabu says, Yossir, I'm not quite sure what the answer is, yeah.
It's so widespread that it's obvious that no one holds such a...
Very good. That could be an answer. Somebody told me that, my answer. That might be a good answer. That because it's widespread, nobody will think. So widespread, it's not just a... It could be. It's so widespread, everybody wears a talis, so nobody's going to think that. Could be.
Otherwise, it's a stereo, because we're all wearing... Anyway.
Yeah.
And Cole's not wearing talus cotton, and we're not taking that off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And no one would even
possibly.
You're going to take your shirt off, then take your talus cotton off.
Yeah.
And you're loving
possibly.
So
yeah.
Why would you have?
Yeah.
Why would you say anything else?
That's I hear. But I've got a partner with regards to the other tannis in Tisha, but whatever the tannis may be that we may wear talus, if that. So the Mishnah Berurah says one should remove it before Ma'ariv. Let us carry on because I want to speak about Sadinin briefly. Sadinin says the Mishnah Berurah, just if got involved, just to finish off. Yis'ate, we should put it on. Leidomois, lamelochim, as you said, to compare ourselves to angels, shem utofim levonim, they're wearing white. Lochein, therefore, lo yosiru belailo, do not remove the talesim. Belailo benight ad achat filas arves until after filas arves and motzim kippur. Continues the seif base. Seif base very important. Shulchanoch sadinin sheets. Afal pisha adam yoshin boim. Although a person is sleeping with them, baboike in the morning, which is day, ein matilin boim tzitzis. You do not put tzitzis on sheets, on covers. No tzitzis on sheets. Why is that, Rabbosai? So what did you suggest? Not wearing, it's lacking in Levisha, Rabbi Isai. Is that, have you agreed to that?
It's not really a baguette.
I mean, sometimes when I see my children sleeping, I wonder, is it a baguette or not, wrapped up like, but you're right, it's not probably a baguette, yeah?
It would be a baguette for chatness. You couldn't sleep in Sadin that were similar in Pishtan.
Yeah, so you're saying that surely should be a... She's saying that it could be that. Okay, let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says very quickly. Sivkot and Ches Mishnah Berurah says, Boim Tzitzin. Mipnei she'ikitash misham b'laylo v'ksus laylo mikis. It's certainly a ksus laylo. No doubt about it, it's a ksus laylo. She says, according to the Rosh, that's definitely understandable, it's a ksus laylo, you'd be exempt. Ach, lefizelo yepotorek l'osh. This explanation would only suffice for the Rosh. Havol ha-Rambam, but according to the Rambam, the ksus laylo chai b'yoim, that according to the Rambam, the ksus laylo, the garment is designated for night, you're still obligated by day, you're still stuck. Chayv, you should be obligated. So you have to come on to an additional reason to exempt. Mishum de loichi va teure. The teure only obligates us. Rak derech malbush. Only that's literally, virtually words. Derech malbush. The way, or it has to be a wearing. Oy derech itovo. Or wrapping yourself up. Loi derech halo ba'amo. But this is only, you're putting it on you. You're only covering. It's only covering you. And it's not wearing, it's covering. And therefore you're exempt. Vyesh cholkin, some acholik, vesvirulu, tafilim yatsia tachtuv begit shel abba, kanf schaib betzitzis. Others disagree, and I'm machmir. Vekolchkin derech halo. Alkin echia Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram, therefore, was machmir. The yase keren achas agula. You should, Morgan Avram said, yes, there is such a chumra of making one corner round. There is such a chumra in Morgan Avram. Vyetza alibi de kulam, if you want to make sure you don't get any, if you want to be exempt, according to all opinions, you're going to make a rounded corner. You round off one of the corners. It sounds that you should only be machmir if it's made out of wool. If it's not made out of wool, there's no makom to be machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah does bring a chumra. There is such a chumra, but it says that chumra is only relevant if it's made out of wool. If it's not wool, you can certainly assume that you can certainly take on the understanding that it's considered halo. It's a covering and it's not wearing, and therefore you're exempt. There is some. I did see in the poskim some poskim. That's something which some tzaddikim. Hidden, nobody sees the covers of Goyse Tzadikim, nobody sees the covers and the linen and of Goyse Tzadikim, but apparently there are some people out there who are machmir. So apparently, so if you want to surprise somebody with a Goyse Chumra, so that's something, right, so that's brought down over here. Just to briefly recap what we covered tonight. We learned that Lai loves Zman Tzitzisu. Zman Tzitzis is not Banai, because it says in the Pesukim Isimoy. So two understandings, according to the Rambam, it's all about the timing. If it's day, you're exempt. If it's night, if it's day, you're chai. If it's night, you're exempt. According to the Rosh, it's about the Ksuslai. And the Ksuslai depends what the garment is that you're wearing. Not when, but what you're wearing. Is a garment which is designated by night? Is that a garment which is designated for day? We only make a bracha if both conditions apply, the Rosh and the Rambam. We also covered that after Ma'ariv, once you take it off, unless you're the Shleach Tzibur, which is covered at Tzibur. We also spoke about the Mishnah Berurah about Ta'anesim, once you take them off, we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah as well. And we then spoke about Seif Beis, which is Sadirin sheets, which a person sleeps, even if he's going to sleep, inevitably he's going to sleep partially by day as well. Nevertheless, he's exempt from Tzitzik on all opinions. According to the Rosh anyway, because it's Ksus Lailo, according to the Rambam, it needs to be understood a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says it's not considered a Levish, it's called a Halah, and therefore it's Potu. It does bring Machmirim by wool, but even that's considered a very extreme Chumrah, and otherwise there's no Makom to be Machmir. Right, we'll continue with some Siv Gimel tomorrow.